नारायणं देवीं सरस्वती व्यासं ततो जयो गतिरयत् नश्च प्रायेषु भाद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवाय भावतु तमस्तोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्ण त्रिपुरी. सो श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 18 टेक्स्ट 46 आई विल चैंट मंत्र द टेक्स्ट 3 टाइम्स एंड आफ्टर दैट एनीवन हु फील्स सो इंक्लाइंड कैन चैंट आल्सो. धर्मपालो नरपति साधु सम्राट बृहच्छवा सक्षण महाभगवतो राजशील हयमे जयात शुक्रित श्रामयुतो दिनो नेवास्वश्चापम आहति. धर्मपालो नरपति साधु सम्राट बृहच्छवा सक्षण महाभागवतो राजशील हयमे जयात शुद्धित श्रामयितो दिनो नैवास्पक्षपम अर्हति. धर्मपालो नरपति साधु सम्राट बृहच्छवा सक्षण महाभगवतो राजसिंहाय मेधायात शुद्धित श्रामयितो दिनो नैवास्पक्षपम अर्हति. Hare Krishna. Word for word. Dharmapala, the protector of religion. Narapati, the king. Sa, he. Tu, but. Samrat, emperor. Brihat, highly. Shrava, celebrated. Shakshat, directly. Mahabhagavata, the first class devotee of the Lord. Rajarishi, saint amongst the royal order. Hayamid Hayat, great performer of horse sacrifices. Shut, hunger. Trit, thirst. Shramayuta, tired and fatigued. Dina, stricken. Na, never. Eva, thus. Asmat, by us. Shapam, curse. Arhati, deserves. Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The Emperor Parikshit is a pious king, and he is highly celebrated, and is a first class devotee of the personality of Godhead. He is a saint amongst royalty, and he has performed many horse sacrifices. When such a king is tired and fatigued, being stricken with hunger and thirst, he does not at all deserve to be cursed. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. After explaining the general codes relating to the royal position and asserting that the king can do no wrong and therefore is never to be condemned, the sage Shamika wanted to say something about Emperor Parikshit specifically. The specific qualification of Maharaj Parikshit is summarized herein. The king, even calculated as a king only, was most celebrated as a ruler who administered the religious principles of the royal order. In the Shastras, the duties of all castes and orders of society are prescribed. All the qualities of a Kshatriya mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, text 43, were present in the person of the emperor. He was also a great devotee of the Lord and a self-realized soul. Cursing such a king when he was tired and fatigued with hunger and thirst was not at all proper. Shamukra Rishi thus admitted from all sides that Maharaj Parikshit was cursed most unjustly. Although all the Brahmanas were aloof from the incident, still, for the childish action of a Brahmana boy, the whole world situation was changed. Thus, Rishi Jamaka, a Brahmana, took responsibility for all the deterioration of the good orders of the world. Oma ginat virandasya yana gina shalakaya chakshu omnitam dina tasmai shri guruve namaha shri chaitanya manovistam stapitam yena bhuktale svayam rupa kadamayam dadati swapadantika vandeham shri guru shri tapada kamalam shri guru vaishnavam shicha shri rupa sagajatam sahagana ragunatam vitantam sujivam tadvaitam tavadutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Grita Sri Vishakam Vitamsicha. E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagat Pate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate. Tapta Kanchana Gurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhana Sute Devi Panamani Hari Priya. Vanchakalpat Rubeshya Kripa Sindhve Eva Chapati Tanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sadvaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hari 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 Ram 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 Hari Hari Hare Krishna 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 Hari 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 Ram 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 Hari Hari Hare Krishna 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 Hari 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 Ram 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 Hari Hari Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravan Pracharini Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatyadi Sitarini Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prem Padaya Te Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gulati Shedama Anandali Namaya Vigrahaya Himabhyadi Pichapashundaraya Tasmi Mahaprem Raspadaya Titanya Chandraya Namo Namaste, Titanya Chandraya Namo Namaste, Titanya Chandraya Namo Namaste, Titanya Chandraya Namo Namaste. Hare Krishna. Good morning again to all the devotees. If there's someone on the line now that I haven't wished a happy new year, a wonderful, wonderful Krishna conscious happy new year to you. We are already one day short of 2024. So we have 365 days left. It's actually a leap year this year, so it's not 364, it's 365. But the years go very quickly. Which means if we take Krishna consciousness seriously, then the years are pushing us on to see Krishna very soon. This is what's going on. In the meantime, I heard one lecture, or one point, that when we hear Srimad Bhagavatam, every time you hear one verse Srimad Bhagavatam, you get a little purer. Your purity level goes up. We don't hear it just like a story. We hear it to incorporate what we get from it in our lives. And that's why we also share, those of us that preach, what we hear. So, Srimad Bhagavatam is very, 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 very important. Asta prayaswa bhadresu nityam bhagavata sevaya. Always listen to nityam bhagavata sevaya. We'd like to congratulate those who've been very consistent, coming on every time to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. You're doing yourself a lot of good, and you can also share the information that you get. Live by it and also share it. So, in this case here, we are at the point where good advice and explanation are both being given by Shyamaka Rishi to his Brahman boy son, Sringi, who has caused a problem, and a worldwide problem at that, putting the Emperor Parikshit, Emperor means the one that is over all the kings of the different parts of the world, and therefore ruling the whole world. An extremely well-trained king who spiritually is a pure devotee of a Lord and materially is the best king you can have, with all the qualities that's been explained to him, living by that. And now, he's in a situation where Shyamakrishi is explaining, he was hungry, he was tired, he was, thirsty especially. When you're hungry is one thing, when you're thirsty you want water as quickly as possible. And so he didn't get water, and for a little bit of offense to him, Shyamakrishi himself, now he's been cursed. So then Sringi is being told, the king does not at all deserve to be cursed in this kind of situation. So Srila Prabhupada explains that, he goes through the whole point of the fact here is general situations about the king is being described, and now Shyamaka wanted to say something about Emperor Parikshit. In other words, you don't curse kings in general. You just don't. Their activities are important. A Brahman is not supposed to curse the king. A Brahman is supposed to advise the king on the things to do spiritually to make sure that his rule is going on nicely and that the citizens are benefiting from the kind of king that he is. Everyone goes to someone for some advice. And if you're not doing that, you should be, because that's not me saying it. That is from the Nectar of Instruction. The six exchanges of love, part of it is to reveal one's mind in confidence and also get confidential advice, Krishna conscious confidential advice from the person that you're speaking with. So we all have to have someone we trust and go to ask certain things, especially when a guru comes to visit, the things that are bothering your mind, you can definitely talk to the guru about it. Sometimes you can ask even for a one-on-one private audience with the guru. He may give you 5 minutes, and believe me, that's a long time. The gurus tell you things what to do. So Emperor Parikshit is a pious king. Shyamaka is explained. The piety is there. So you curse somebody that's pious. That is not good at all. And then he's highly celebrated. He's the emperor of the whole world. And he's a first-class devotee of a personality of Godhead. Pure devotee of the Lord. And among royalty, he's a Rajarishi. He's a saint. And he has performed many horse sacrifices. Horse sacrifices are performed with the aim of all the other kings accepting that person that's performing the horse sacrifice as the one that is going to be the king of the kings, king among kings. He didn't perform one, he performed many horse sacrifices. The detail of horse sacrifices says there is a horse that travels with an army for that particular king that's doing the horse sacrifice. They go from territory to territory where there are other kings for those territories. And when the king indicates that there is no reason to fight that particular person that's doing the horse sacrifice, and that they agree to be a subordinate to that particular king, then the horse moves on along with that king's army to the next territory. If there is a king who does not want to accept the superiority of that particular king that's doing the horse sacrifice, then there's a war between the king's soldiers, the one that's defying the authority of the other king, and then whoever wins, then they become, basically they will not be, they'll be the topmost person, and the other one will be subordinate. So, in the case of Maharaj Parikshit, the kings have accepted through the horse sacrifices that he is to be the emperor. And you, Sringi, you're supposed to be a Brahman advising, not cursing. And this person is a very, 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 very great saint, the pure devotee of the Lord. So many good things are happening to the planet because of him, and now you have him go. Like that. So, we have obviously have to be careful. There's so much to learn. We have to be forgiving, and we have to be tolerant, and we have to be patient. And in all these three qualities, we can, in fact, make wise decisions, mature decisions in situations that we face. So Srila Prabhupada also describes that the caste and orders of societies are described in Bhagavad Gita. In Bhagavad Gita chapter 18, text 42, that describes the qualities of brahmanas. And then Bhagavad Gita chapter 18, text 43, describes the qualities of Kshatriya. So Maharaj Pariksit was in a unique position because as Rajarishi, he had those qualities of Brahman to the extent that he wanted to use that, and then he had qualities of Kshatriya also. Now, Kshatriya in chapter 18, text 43, Shoryam Dejo Triti Daksham Yude Chapi Apalayanam Danam Ishwara Bhavascha Kshatram Karma Swabhavajam. The translation is, and these are qualities of the Kshatriyas, the administrators, the kings. Heroism, power, determination, resourcefulness, courage in battle, generosity, and leadership. These are the qualities. Heroism. Maharaj Pariksit was definitely a hero, coming from the line of the Pandavas. Power. He was in fact the controller, but representing Krishna. The great thing about Rajarishis is that, Rajarishis, saintly kings, is that yes, power is given to them, but they also understand that they are always in a subordinate position to the Lord. They are servant of a servant of a servant, just like the Bodhisattvas are being taught by Srila Prabhupada. We are all being taught to be servant of our Guru, who is servant of his Guru, who is servant of his Guru. We are also to be servant of the devotees. Determination. Maharaj Pariksit made sure that things were working properly according to law. And things were going well in his kingdom. Because he was determined that anyone that tries to do something negative, he would be facing the king. And it will not be a nice memory for that particular person. Punishment, the king does in fact exact punishment when it's necessary. Courage in battle and resourcefulness. Because the king was such a good king, the citizens were not feeling that they were short of anything. Even materially, they were not. Everything that they needed was made available. Of course, in the material world, you have to work. Not like the spiritual world. In the material world, you have to work, but what work can you do if the resources are not there? How can you live when the resources are not there? So, for him, because he was such a pious and a just king, the demigods in that situation are also very happy with such administration, and they also supply the needs so that everybody that is under that particular king is happy and the king is also satisfied with the way things are going. The king was very generous. Even when the personality of Kali, who should have been punished for what he was doing, beating the legs of Dharma, the bull, and also the earth in the form of a cow, he definitely deserved punishment. But when he asked for mercy, the king was generous enough to now talk to him, as long as he had said that he would not continue doing what he was doing. So he was kind. He was courageous, but he was also kind at the same time. Maharaj Pariksit was one of a kind. just like all of these kings were one of a kind. Rajarishis, they were one of a kind. Still, we are in a situation where you, Sringi, are going to deprive the earth of such a wonderful king. So, the kings do a wonderful job if they are trained properly. But in a situation where we have what's called democracy, where the people are just going to hear whatever they hear, whether right or wrong or true or false, and based on that, put somebody there as a leader who has actually not been trained, who does not even know the Varnas as Brahmanas, Kshatriya, Vaishyas, and Shudras, that actually this is the way the Varnas work, and that the ashrams are there spiritually too, and where they have to go to get advice. Sometimes even atheists, they wind up becoming king. What's going to happen then to the people? So, we have to be definitely feeling very grateful that Srila Prabhupada has come to teach us a way to go on in this Kali Yuga. The Lord has come in His holy name, and His pure devotee Srila Prabhupada has given us His holy name. So, what to do? We definitely have to chant and keep chanting and keep chanting and keep chanting all of the time so that we can remember the Lord as He says, Man Mana, remember me. Man Mana Baba Mad Bhakto. Remember me and become my devotee. So that's charged on us. We don't have a type of quality of Maharaj Parikshit now, but we have the holy name. And that can change so many things. Protection comes from the holy name of the Lord. Krishna is absolute, so His holy name is Himself. Don't think that we have Krishna's holy name and we're chanting holy name. We have Krishna when we're chanting the holy name. We have Krishna. Not just Krishna's holy name. Krishna is Himself, His holy name, His paraphernalia, His pastimes, they're all Krishna. We can't be like that. But He is like that because we're not at this level. So we're fortunate to have the holy name. And once we chant it, then even though a king like Maharaj Parikshit is not there, but still, we have such a wonderful opportunity to serve the Lord, to serve the devotees. And so we just go on like that. And then we'll be happy because in the end, Krishna will come and take us back to the spiritual world. There are so many things that happen. And it's through the mercy of the Lord that these things happen. As long as we are the type of devotees that depend on the protection of the Lord. We talked about the fact that the qualities of a Kshatriyas are in 1843. So now let's look at 1842. Samo dama tapaso cham shankir ajavam evacha. Gyanam vigyanam ashtikam. Brahma karma swabhavaja. Peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity, tolerance, honesty, knowledge, wisdom, and religiousness. These are the natural qualities for the Brahmins. So as Maharaj Parikshit, he was courageous. And because of that, his kingdom was peaceful. And when his kingdom was peaceful, he himself was also peaceful, even though he's on guard all the time. He was definitely in control of his senses. As to the situation that happened with him and Shyamakrishi, that was under the will of the Lord because the Lord's plan was that Kali Yuga had come and he wanted Maharaj Parikshit to return to the spiritual world. So this was set up through Yogamaya for it to happen. Maharaj Parikshit to be austere, he was definitely willing. He was in fact the pure devotee, so purity is there. As long as the law was obeyed, then things were tolerated. As long as a person was putting out, just like Kali did, that I am actually truly sorry. You also have to protect me and give me a situation in order to go on living. Then my aspiration can arrange some things for him, as he did for the personality of Kali. Honesty. He was absolutely honest, and he was knowledgeable because he had been trained. He was extremely wise. So he had qualities of both Brahmanas and Kshatriya. That combination for a Rajarishi is wonderful for the citizens, and they gain tremendously because of that. Not to mention the fact that the demigods also make life a little more manageable by supplying all the necessities of nature. So we also can learn from this some of the qualities that apply to us. We also should be involved in it on top of hearing and chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram, Ram, Hare Hare. And dear devotees, our happiness comes from discussions about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Machita magita prana bodhayanta parasparam katayantas jamamityam tushanti cha romanti cha. Bhagavad Gita chapter 10, text 9. Krishna himself is saying, the thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me. And my aspiration was a wonderful example of that. We'll get to that in Srimad Bhagavatam. The thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me, and their lives are fully devoted to my service. So pure devotees think about the Lord all of the time, and they make sure that whatever they do is directly or indirectly related to service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is what we should be about. And when they do that, then they get great satisfaction and the highest happiness, internal happiness, happiness from the heart, because they are always talking about Krishna and enlightening each other. In other words, some things that some people may not know, just from the discussion, one person gets to know about it. And conversing about Krishna. And speaking about that this morning, about maybe an hour and a half or so ago, I was listening to a lecture by His Holiness Chandramali Swami, and he gave an example that I cannot but share with you guys. It's such a wonderful example. So he said he heard it from Niranjana Swami, if I'm correct about who said that. Yeah, Niranjana Swami. The war, which is still going on between Russia and Ukraine, it so happened that there were some of the soldiers that were fighting with devotees. A few soldiers were devotees, and that's definitely a fact. And there was a bomb thrown at this group of soldiers, where the devotee was one of them. And the bomb, the way it does is that when it hits, there's a detonator that activates. And when the detonator activates, then the bomb explodes. Then people in the immediate area, of course, will lose their lives and things get destroyed. This bomb happened to land on the shoe of the soldier who was a devotee. And when the bomb landed on the shoe, the detonator failed to activate. The detonator failed to activate. So the bomb was ready to go off, but the detonator is like, the match is ready to go, but you have to strike for it to become, or the flame come out. So the detonator did not go off. So the bomb just simply fell and didn't explode. And of course, devotee be the devotee, that situation, first of all, was very surprising to all the soldiers. But they're finding out that he was a devotee, so they understood that Krishna protected him and this, they were around, and he protected them also. And Maharaj described that some of them became devotees from that incident. If the Lord can protect like that, we better do what this guy is doing, because this is something else. So the Lord can protect. He protects his devotees. And therefore, the devotees are always thinking about the Lord and conversing about the Lord. Maharaj Parikshit was no different. He heard so many points, so many activities about the Pandavas, who were the grand uncles and grandfather of Maharaj Pariksit. So in Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 16, Text 16, it describes Maharaj Parikshit heard about Krishna. He heard that out of Krishna's causeless mercy, Lord Krishna, who is actually the King of Kings, who is universally obeyed, he rendered all kinds of service to the sons of Pandavas. By accepting posts, menial posts like being a chariot driver, he was president. When there was supposed to be a Rajasuya sacrifice, Bhishma appointed him as president of that particular activity, the whole sacrifice. He was a messenger. He delivered message to Dhritarashtra, asking that they accept a situation where the Pandavas will get only 5 villages and the rest of the planet can be given to Dhritarashtra and Duryodhana. He sent this, he was a friend to them, he was a friend to Arjuna in many, many, many situations. He did so many other menial activities according to the will of the Pandavas. So he was obeying them like a servant. He was offering obeisances even to the ones that were like a one that's younger in years to them. So he was embracing Nakul and Sahadev. He was embracing Arjuna. But since Yudhishthira was, in terms of age, born when he was born, then, you know, he would, including Mother Kunti and all that, he would offer obeisances to them. He would offer obeisances to Bhishma. But he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, Maharaj Parikshit was hearing all of this. Remember, there's 2 generations down from the Pandavas. It was Maharaj Parikshit. Maharaj Parikshit, father is Abhimanyu, and Abhimanyu's father is Arjuna. So he's a grandson. So when he was on, and he was appointed, of course, he didn't know many things that had happened, but when the Pandavas left, then he heard all of this, and he was overwhelmed, literally, with devotion to the lotus feet of the Lord. This is what, when we hear pastimes from devotees, this is what happens. When in this Rajasriya sacrifice at Indraprast, before Bhishma appointed Krishna as the president to preside over it, when people were coming, when guests were coming, an assignment given by Maharaj Yudhishthira to different, those that were there to do different activities to make the sacrifice go well. Krishna himself volunteered to wash the feet of all the people that were coming in into the palace. Did a very, very, very menial type job. But by the way, that is Krishna's exhibition of the opulence of renunciation. We say Krishna has 6 qualities. One of them is renunciation. There's fame, there's knowledge, there's beauty. This is there. And then there's renunciation. It is explained that when Krishna does menial service, that is the time that he's exhibiting his quality of renunciation. But he's the King of Kings. He owns everything, as we well know. So the Lord is very, very, very protective. So he is even in the form of Paramatma, Upadishtya Anumanta. He is the overseer and is also the permitter. And he is, even in the Supersoul, helping us and also giving us good advice if we would listen. Of course, he doesn't force us, but when we turn our attention to him, and we always pray for his protection, then he is there. And the pure devotees show such wonderful example of being surrendered to the Lord and the Lord protecting them. For example, the case of Draupadi, when he was forced, he was taking a dice game, and Yudhishthira lost, and these demons, Dushasana and Duryodhana and Karna, took advantage of forcing Draupadi to come to the court of Dhritarashtra with Kripacharya, with Dronacharya, with Bhishma, all of them there. And he called him called her a prostitute, and then Vishasan was ordered to strip the sari from her body. In other words, they were going to make her naked. But when she tried to resist, but she's no match strength-wise against Vishasan. But when she threw her arms and legs in the air and said, "Hey Krishna, hey Govinda," what happened? Krishna appeared, and in the form of endless yards and yards and yards and yards and yards, endless sari, Vishasan forced and forced and forced and moved and moved and moved and moved the sari round and round and round and round. They had almost a big, big pile of cloth, and Draupadi never became naked. It got to the point where Vishasan just simply wore out and gave up protection of Krishna. When they were asked to go to a vacation, but they had built a wonderful building, Purochan was asked to build this wonderful building. But it didn't take long that Krishna, through Vidura, informed the Pandavas that they have to be careful. Where are they going? Duryodhana is all of a sudden acting very nice. "Oh, go, you, all of you, five brothers and your mother, you can go for vacation." The house was made of very flammable material. And Krishna arranged through his devotee Vidura to inform them and even find out that they were going to be burned, and the date that they were going to be burned was all known by the Pandavas. So the Pandavas were able to get out because Vidura, this time, acted by having a miner come to dig a hole so that it was leading from where the miner started up to the bottom of the palace and into one of the rooms. And at the time that the house was supposed to be set on fire, what happened was that it was actually the Pandavas that set fire to the house the day before and got through that particular hole dug by the miner to get out of trouble. Even Bhima, early on when they were little, he was poisoned by the arrangement of Shakuni, who was Duryodhana's uncle. But even though Bhima died and he was thrown in the river, he was actually brought back to life. This is all arrangement of Krishna. Pandavas were going to be killed by Bhishma because Duryodhana complained that Bhishma was not really doing anything actively with the Pandavas. There were five arrows he was going to use the very next day to kill the Pandavas in that war at Kurukshetra. The Pandavas knew nothing of it. But Krishna knew, because Krishna is everyone's heart. And Krishna arranged for Arjuna to go to Duryodhana. And Duryodhana had promised him when the Gandharvas captured him when they were in the forest that he will return the favor because Arjuna was able to get him released by the Gandharvas. So then, Duryodhana owed, as they say in America, he owed him one. Duryodhana owed Arjuna a favor. So Krishna said that you go to Duryodhana and ask for your favor to be fulfilled. So he did. And Duryodhana said, "Yes, I have a favor. What do you want?" He said, "I want the five arrows," because Duryodhana was the one that was keeping the five arrows, and the next day Bhishma was going to use the five arrows to kill the Pandavas. So Krishna took the Pandavas out of this danger because Duryodhana had to make good his promise of whatever one request that Arjun made, so they were protected again. And in the last duel in the Kurukshetra war between Duryodhan and Bhishma, Bhima could have been defeated by Duryodhan because Duryodhan's mother had made Duryodhan's body very, very resilient, like iron. But Krishna knew this was going to happen. Gandhari, Duryodhan's mother, had asked that Duryodhan go bathe in the river and then come to see her without any clothes on. And Duryodhan was going to obey that, so he did the bathing in the river, but as he was on his way to go to see his mother, Krishna knew what was supposed to happen, and therefore Krishna happened to be in the way, because he arranged by his own supreme will to be in the way. And so Duryodhan said, why are you walking with no clothes on? And from the direction you're walking, you're going to your mother's, where she is, and you're not wearing any clothes. And so Krishna was able to change Duryodhan's mind to put a few coverings, leaves, in that area of his private area down to the top part of his thigh before he went to see his mother. And when the body was made very strong by his mother's devotion and how he did it subtly, that part that was covered by the leaves, the large leaves, did not have that same potency. That was still a part that remained weak. And that was the area that at the end of the Kurukshetra war, when Bhima was fighting Duryodhan, that Krishna led Bhima to hit that place, even though it was against the rules of fighting. But of course, this is a demon. So Duryodhan is a demon. So when it comes to demons, Krishna just, he'll do what he has to do, because demons have to be eliminated. He had him hit Duryodhan at that thigh area, the area that was weak, and Duryodhan bled to death. So Krishna was put, in any situation, Krishna will protect. As long as you think of Krishna, you chant in the Kali Yuga, you chant his holy name. And so we are still protected, even though Maharaj, the Raja Rishis, are not here now, but Krishna is here in his holy name, and if we think about him all of the time, then we will be saved. So the conclusion is, we always should hanker to hear about Krishna's activities. They are wonderful activities. And we should always accept Krishna as our only protector. We also should understand that all happiness will be derived from Krishna consciousness, not material happiness. They are fleeting, they are temporary, and sometimes they end in situations that we don't even like, material so-called happiness. But happiness from Krishna and Krishna consciousness is permanent, and it adds to our spiritual credits, and we'll be able to go back to Godhead for even more happiness. So we should also understand that all the stress that we go through should be a way in which we channel it for service to the Lord. So all the stress should be a way that we should have a way to channel it, pray for a way to channel that distress so that it becomes service to the Lord. Because a few devotees are like that. They go through distress, but somehow they're serving the Lord. That way, there's no need to get an anxiety, even when there's distress. Krishna is in control. Please guide me in this situation that I can use it to serve you and your devotees. That should be our prayer. So that way, we'll always be safe. So Sringi had to be given some advice. And also, this beginning of Kali Yuga was from this problem that Sringi caused. So we have to be careful not to contribute to the downward trend of Kali Yuga, but do everything that Srila Prabhupada asked us to do, so Krishna will be happy with us, Guru will be happy with us, and then we can go back to Godhead at the end of this body, Everybody should be chanting. There's no excuse. Don't give yourself any excuse for chanting. Those who are protected, of course, those who are initiated, they have the number of rounds they have to chant. But everybody should do it. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you, devotees, for allowing me to do the service. And now you can unmute yourself. Want to make comments, have questions, or ask questions, or have some takeaways that you want to share with the devotees, please do so. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. We can learn a lesson from what happened in this situation of Sringi by remembering one thing. In this universe, everything is connected to everything else. Everything is connected to everything else. This is a statement that my Guru Maharaj, Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, made us aware of way back in 1993 in his lectures. So whatever we do, even though we may not see immediately the effect that it's having, it does have an effect on something else. We know that if we, even though it's not the greatest example for that you might want to hear, but it's a fact that even when we're sick, we go to the hospital. Now, this is the hospital people wanting to help us to get better. But because what we've been given medicine is not natural, and it's out of its natural environment, and it's been isolated and given to us, the natural environment of that medicine as an herb has other types of, you know, components that ensure the protection of the body. Everything is done brilliantly like that by the Lord. So if we isolate, then we have, you know, a drug that's given, but it's one that's isolated from its natural environment. What happens? It may work, but there's side effects from it. So everything is, you know, side effects, and the side effects that are negative. So everything is connected to everything else. So when one side goes wrong, then everything else can be affected. Because it affects the immediate person, and then the immediate person affects the immediate, next, and so on, next, and so on, next, and so on. Because nature is set up that way. So this is a very, very open, plain example. The brahmanas were aloof from the incident. In other words, brahmanas themselves, outside of Sringeri and Shyamakirishi, even if they had the power to know what was going on, they certainly were not partakers of the situation. But we all can be affected. If there is a pujari that's supposed to come for a certain time to do service and they don't do the service, if there's a devotee that's supposed to bring some prasadam or even boga for offering, they don't come on time. If there's somebody that's supposed to bring flowers for the deities or flowers for Srila Prabhupada in the temple and they don't come, we all get affected by it, because what is supposed to happen does not happen. If somebody comes in late, the whole program is pulled back late and the entire temple is affected. So this is the reality. This is the reality. So we have to be careful. Just like Shyamakirishi had to give so much advice to his son, you have caused a problem for all of us now. But this also happens. As I've given an example the other day, when a teacher makes a mistake on the board and writes something that's not true and the students don't know, they copy it as notes. And now the notes for all the students are bad for one person writing something that's wrong. So everything is connected to everything else, whether we see it or not. So this is not an isolated incident of the brahmanas all being affected because of Sringi, but actually that is the way things are connected in the world. Hare Krishna. Thanks for the question. It's a good question. Anybody else wants to ask a question or just talk about some things that they want to talk about, takeaways or realizations? You can do so now by unmuting yourself. We just have to be aware that every time that we're doing things, first of all, the easier way to do it is every morning pray that our activities would be according to what the Lord is sanctioning that we do. If we pray that our activities are, oh Lord, dear Lord, please guide me in everything that I do today. A simple prayer like that. Guide me in everything that I do today. And you go by what is written in the Shastras, what the devotees have advised us to do, what spiritual master has advised us to do, then the chances of us doing wrong get very, very, very much minimized. And even if we do something that seems to be off, but because we've said that, our lives now, today, be controlled by Krishna, even what seems to be mistakes will be turned in such a way that there will be benefit in the end. Not because we did it, but because Krishna is powerful enough to turn all, even bad things, to good. There's always a lesson behind it. Even the same situation with Sringi, the end was good. Because when Maharaj Parikshit accepted the curse to die in 7 days, and he left the kingdom to Maharaj Janmijaya, the sons, and he went to the bank of the Ganges, Shukadeva Goswami met him there, and what happened? The cream of the crop of the Vedas, Srimad Bhagavatam, was spoken to him. And many, many sages, some people from other planets, demigods, they all came to listen. And this was recorded, and now we get a chance to listen, along with Srila Prabhupada's purports too. This is from the mistake of Sringi. But the benefit came. Because Sham Krishi was very, very much a very, very fixed up devotee of the Lord. So the Lord used him, and now we got Srimad Bhagavatam. So even when things, as long as we pray for help, and that everything that we do be guided by the Supreme Personality of God, and when we do that every day, it reminds me of, believe it or not, one Christian hymn. It's about sins. And I still remember the words. He says, Lord, for tomorrow and its needs, I do not pray. That's the first two lines. For tomorrow and its needs, I do not pray. Keep me by God from the stain of sin just for today. So let me both diligently work and duly pray. Let me be kind in word and deed just for today. The title of the hymn is called Just for Today. I remember singing it in high school. But the words are quite powerful. This is a prayer that we should give all words, actions, everything to the Lord and have Him control it. Because we have free will, so we can do whatever we want. But if we turn our free will back to the Lord like the Pandavas did, they were very malleable, Krishna. Srila Prabhupada describes them, malleable. Whatever the Lord wanted them to do, they would do it. Whether physically it was troublesome to them, it didn't matter. They would do it. When we get that kind of attitude, then we are home free. It's only a matter of time Krishna will take us back in the spiritual world. Thank you for the question also. Very good question. Hare Krishna. Any other questions or takeaways? If not, thank you very much. 2024 should be a very, very, very interesting Krishna conscious year. Interesting in many ways. Wonderful things will happen. Challenges may come, but we should see the connection to Krishna as long as we think about Krishna all the time. Vancha kalpatrubhishya kripa sunnibhya evacha patitanam pavanevyo vaishnavevyo namo namah. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.